You're listening to Positively Anti-Inflammatory, the show for people just like you who want to keep inflammation down and your spirits up. I'm your host, Alyssa Abrahamson, functional nutritional therapist and wellness coach. Today and every Wednesday, I'm here to be your coach and your guide as I offer insightful ways for you to lead a positively anti-inflammatory life. Hello and welcome to episode 40. Today, we are discussing motivation and self-discipline. I will be answering questions such as, what's the difference between motivation and self-discipline? Is one better than the other? How do we find motivation? And how do we develop and improve self-discipline? My intention is that through today's episode, you'll gain understanding and awareness about motivation and self-discipline and how they can impact your choices and progress. And I'll share a few tips on how you can tap into them, both motivation and discipline, in order to help create results that you want. So how often have you used a lack of self-discipline or feeling unmotivated as an excuse? Like, I just can't motivate myself to cook dinner or get my butt off the couch. Or I didn't follow through because I have no self-discipline. And maybe you'll joke about it. But it's kind of a downer when we don't feel motivated and when we believe we lack self-discipline. On the other hand, we've all certainly felt those inspiring bursts of motivation feel so good. And we actually do have self-discipline in many different areas of our life. But more often than we'd like, I think we feel lacking in motivation and self-discipline. And then we don't feel good enough or strong enough, or we feel defeated. And as you know, this kind of thinking does not serve us. So let's investigate this. Let's go deeper into motivation and self-discipline. First, what is motivation? Think of motivation as the why behind your goal or your desire to do something. Motivation is really that driving force for our actions and our desire to accomplish goals. That driving force of motivation can be internal or external. So that's intrinsic or extrinsic, meaning, you know, the motivation can come from outside forces or from within. So extrinsic motivation comes from an outside force that's often driven by external rewards like money or material possessions or, you know, praise or stature. And then intrinsic motivation is inside motivational force, and it's often driven without any external rewards. So that can bring about internal satisfaction, meaning you want to take action or do something because it brings you joy. It's interesting to you or meaningful or inspiring. And then discipline is an activity, exercise, or regimen that develops or improves a skill and takes you to that steps toward that goal. With self-discipline, you take action regardless of how you're feeling. It's like the when you show up and follow through on steps towards your goals and intentions despite distractions or challenges. So self-discipline really involves doing something repeatedly until it becomes part of your routine and lifestyle. It can also mean avoiding things that would keep you from your goal or where you want to be or go. So an example of self-discipline that I think you might be able to relate to is when you put your phone away, or hey, maybe you even lock it up in order for you to, you know, focus on the task at hand and keep that distraction away. So think about discipline as the what to do and motivation as why to do. So let's start with the why. What is it that makes you feel motivated? Now, there are some amazing and wonderful motivational quotes out there that we can read, that we can find inspiration from, or, you know, we might feel motivated after, you know, having a pep talk from a friend, or maybe even writing a to-do list. All of these things are helpful, but in order to feel motivated, you need to dive deeper. Motivation is about having meaning and getting to know the root of your why. So if you want to find motivation, ask yourself, why? Why are you pursuing a certain goal? Why is it important for you to complete this task? If your reason is vague or unclear, then your motivational energy will certainly be vague and unclear. When looking for motivation, it's about contributing value to something that matters to you. Okay, so here's an example. Let's say your closet is a total mess, and you've been neglecting it, and you know you've got things everywhere, and there's a lot of things and clothes and whatever's in your closet. It doesn't even matter what kind of closet. Things that you no longer need or use. And every time you open your closet, you feel crappy and you feel disorganized and overwhelmed. So what's stopping you from cleaning your closet? Is it motivation? Is it self-discipline? Maybe a little bit of both. As simple as it sounds, ask yourself why it's beneficial to clean your closet. Will it make you feel lighter? Will it give you more space mentally, physically, energetically, to allow new things into your life? Will you feel better about yourself if you with a clean closet? Ask yourself why. It's important to remember that sometimes we get stuck with all or nothing thinking, and that holds us back from tapping into motivation and taking action. So, for example, if you think cleaning your closet will take the whole entire Sunday and you just can't commit, or you think you don't have the time or energy, then you don't do it. And that perpetuates not so fabulous feelings and low energy. So if you've been following me for a while, you know I always recommend taking baby steps. You do not have to spend a whole day cleaning your closet unless, of course, you want to. Instead, what I'm suggesting is small actions that will build motivation and develop self-discipline. So what you do is set your phone timer for 20 minutes, put on your favorite upbeat album or playlist, and clean that closet for 20 minutes. And that's it. Stop. Feel accomplished by working on it for 20 minutes. Your progress doesn't have to be huge for you to recognize it and feel motivated by it. Small amounts of progress can be just as motivating as long as they keep coming. So do 20 minutes of closet cleaning, you know, every few days or once a week until it gets done. And, you know, of course, like if once you get going and you hit 20 minutes and you're like, ooh, wow, I'm totally motivated to continue on. That's fantastic. Keep going. But just keep in mind that when you take action and you move forward, even if it's slow or a small step, it keeps momentum and it triggers your brain to recognize and acknowledge these small achievements that in turn gives you little boosts of motivational energy. That feels so good. Okay, now let's dive into self-discipline. Just like lack of motivation, it's common to think we do not have self-discipline. And one of the reasons we might be lacking in the self-discipline department in some areas of our life is because we tend to steer clear from seemingly hard or uncomfortable things. Remember, our human brain always looks for what's safe and easy. We would rather do what's comfortable and familiar and simple. So instead of facing hard, challenging, or uncomfortable things, projects, or goals, we turn to distractions like scrolling through Instagram and going down a YouTube rabbit hole. And, you know, we might even use lack of self-discipline as an excuse. And let's be honest, that just does not feel good. One of the biggest hurdles we face is that we have goals or habits we want to achieve or incorporate into our life, and we beat ourselves up about it if we don't follow through. And that leads to more frustrations and feelings of failure because we're perpetuating a mindset that we don't have the necessary discipline. So if you continually are telling yourself that you don't have any discipline, and that thought becomes a belief, and that can keep you stuck. It's time to let that mindset go and say farewell to those unhelpful, limiting beliefs. The truth is, we are all self-disciplined in one way or another, and you might not even realize it. Also, keep in mind that we do not need to be disciplined at everything. Please do not stress yourself out over trying to be disciplined in all areas of your life. It's not helpful. It's not realistic. So if you do get stuck in that mindset that you don't have self-discipline, then let's work on changing it and recognize areas in your life where you are already disciplined. So what will be helpful to get you in that mindset that you actually are indeed disciplined is to recognize some areas of your life that you are, even if it's as simple as you floss every day. So right now, I want you to think about two things in your life where you have self-discipline. Two things. Doesn't matter how small or how big. And I'm going to give you a few seconds to think about two things in your life where you are disciplined and you have that self-discipline. So I'll give you an example of how I'm self-disciplined. I do stretching, my gentle yoga every day in my apartment. It's a habit that I formed at the end of 2018. My initial motivation, my why, was to help ease chronic pain from rheumatoid arthritis and to feel better and more connected in my body. I made the commitment to myself to do my gentle yoga every day for at least 30 minutes for 1 month. And I stuck to it. I stayed disciplined and I followed through on that commitment to myself. And the really awesome thing is that after doing it every day for a month, my body felt so much better that I actually couldn't imagine not stretching, not giving my body and myself literally this daily gift of taking time to breathe and stretch. And it's become a habit. I do it every day. So when we're thinking about self-discipline, yes, it initially comes from motivation, which relies on your why, that feeling. But you ultimately create self-discipline by being consistent and following through and then creating habits. So remember, think in terms of small baby steps. Think in terms of forming little small habits. So for me, when I gave myself that challenge, that was very doable for me to do every day for a month. It could be something different for you, but just do something, choose something in the form of those, you know, small goals, small habits that you will follow through on. And then when we think about motivation and self-discipline, it's like, is one better than the other? And the answer is actually no. They are equally important. Motivation and self-discipline work hand in hand. So motivation might be your initial inspiration to get you, you know, up and going, but self-discipline is really necessary and needed to stay on your path. So I want to share a few tips to keep in mind as you find motivation and improve self-discipline. Be clear on your reason. Be clear on your goal and your reason why you're doing something is beneficial. And then start small and take those small actions. You have to be okay with feeling discomfort and maybe even failing. This is a learning process. Remember, progress over perfection. Here's another thing. Practice prioritizing. So put things, you know, we usually procrastinate the things that we don't want to do, you know, the last. And so then we just like, the don't do it. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. So practice switching your priorities around and put things you don't necessarily love doing as the first thing to do as a top priority. And then after you follow through, bask in how amazing you feel and how relieved you feel for not putting it off for another day. And also, don't wait around for motivation to strike before you take action. Start taking action, and then clarity and motivation will follow. And as always, be nice to yourself. Kindness and self-compassion are proven to be a more effective motivator than self-criticism. And then listen to episode 26, celebrating all the wins. All right. I hope today's episode gave you clarity and encouragement on finding motivation and self-discipline and how you can leverage them to enhance your overall well-being and steps towards where you want to be in your results and in your goals, because that enhancement of feeling wellness and well-being is what we want with living a positively anti-inflammatory life. And thanks so much for listening. If you have a friend or a family member or a coworker who you think would enjoy this podcast, please share. Let's grow our positively anti-inflammatory community. And until next week, say something nice to yourself, slow down when you eat, and say yes to rest.
Hey, if what you're hearing resonates with you, I created a free resource just for you, Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide. To get your free copy, head over to guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com. That's guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com to receive your free Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide.